Okay, good evening, Chavrusas. Hope everybody's doing okay. This is our 26th Chavrusa in the Sefer Da'as Tefila, and now getting to some of the best stuff in the Sefer, according to my humble opinion. Not really supposed to say this Dvar Torah is great and this one isn't so great. Everything we've been learning has been wonderful, but the piece that we're going to do starting tonight is really what caused me to fall in love with the Sefer many years ago and really inspired much of my work and reading about Tefillah. So this is the core, I think, really the core of where Da'as Tefillah moves from a Sefer that gives us background, interesting, fascinating things to think about from Tefillah to a Sefer which describes what we do all the time and gives it tremendous depth that we never really understood, but obviously was there all along. Okay, we ready to go? Anybody there? Sounds good. You could give the thumbs up. Okay, terrific. Let's start on this journey here. Okay, great. Perek Gimel, Yom V'Laila Shachris V'Arvis. So Rav Rakovsky has been talking about the place of Zman, what time is, that God created time, that time allows for change, that tefillah is there to help us see through the natural world. All of that is very, very deep, a little bit sometimes hard to grab onto. And he's now going to suggest a much more practical connection between time and the tefillos that we say every single day. Says Rav Rakovsky, he quotes the Ramchal in Derech Hashem. One sentence from the Ramchal that can absolutely change your world. One sentence from the Ramchal. When I read this line from the Ramchal in the Sefer, and I saw where he took it, it changed the way I looked at tefillah forever. Says the Ramchal, "V'hine sam ha'adon baruch hu shtei mitziuyot chazakot." God has put into the world two realities, two strong realities, but I don't think he really means from the word strong, two very powerful, obvious, blatant realities. Neither one is what it says in the text in front of you, because as I said, this whole book was scanned in and I got some of the letters wrong, but it's supposed to say Ha'or v'Hachoshech, light and darkness. Light and darkness. We take light and darkness for granted. Why, I'll ask you, is it light during the day and is it dark at night? So you'll tell me because there's such a thing as the sun. And the world is spinning. I know it doesn't feel like it's spinning, but I went to Yeshiva University. I took a lot of classes in the physical world, and I know that the world is spinning. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not need to create a sun. He did not need to create a spinning world. We established already in this chapter that everything that we see, everything that exists, is there because it's teaching us something. It's teaching us something. It's there to reflect something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't understand the essence of Hashem. There's no way as human beings we can understand Hashem. But we can describe the way he seems to be relating to us, the way he seems to relate to the world. And we pointed out that so many of the things in the physical world are there to represent symbolically, the ways that Hashem relates to the world, the ways that we understand, again, we don't understand Hashem, but we understand the ways in which he relates to the world in some way. We said that human beings are created with a right side and a left side, one representing the times we feel like Hashem is relating to us with chesed, and one relating to the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us with din, and they're two sides of one thing, and they come, everything in the physical world is a symbolic representation of the one that created it. Everything has a signature on it. Says the Ramchal, even light and darkness. Why is it light some of the time and dark some of the time? He says that it's to represent the two powerful ways shehem nimshachim mibchinat hehe'ara ve'ahelem. The two primary ways that we relate to Hashem's interacting with the world is ha'ara, shedding light, and helem, disappearing. Let me try to explain this idea. Like a human relationship, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not meant to be stable. It's not meant to be the same thing all the time, every day, every morning, every afternoon. We know from real relationships, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a real relationship with Him, that relationships have ups and they have downs. They have times when we feel closer and times where we feel further away. And these two not only are an unfortunate reality, that you can't always be in the best place, but the sense of helem, the sense of missing somebody, the fact that one is absent makes the heart grow fonder. The relationship that we have with everyone, and we're supposed to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a relationship that has its ups and its downs. We're not supposed to be in the same place. We're not supposed to live in Yom Kippur all the time. We're supposed to have moments of spiritual highs, and I wouldn't say moments of spiritual lows, but moments where we don't feel the same intensity. In the Kabbalistic works, so the Baal Shem Tov speaks of the angels in Yechezkel's dream as going ratzo vashov, back and forward, back and forward. The angels are running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're coming back. Even the angels, who may have a consistent relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, they reflect this idea that when one is having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it consists of times where we feel very close to Hashem, where we feel that Hashem is close to us, where we feel that Hashem is watching us, where we feel that Hashem is shining His countenance on us, and times where there's hester panim, there's helem, there's hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not as obvious in our lives. That's normal. That's the way it's supposed to be. In fact, it's so normal that it's reflected in the two most obvious realities that exist in the world, light and darkness. There are a lot of things in the natural world that you can't count on. You can't count on disease. You can't count on the weather. You can't count on the particular crop growing. There are many things, if you think about it, the natural world has many pieces that are, there's a lot of not knowing, there's a lot of indecisiveness, there's a lot of chance for error. The two most obvious and dependable things in the world are going to be light during the day and darkness at night. We can predict it with tremendous accuracy. We can depend on it. Those two realities represent Hashem's sometimes showering the world with His light, with His countenance, as we pray for in the Birchas Kohanim, Ya'er Hashem, Ya'er, or Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha, and darkness. Darkness is a time where we don't know who's standing in front of us. We don't know. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. We don't know where and how we're going to be helped. It's very difficult for us today in the modern world to really understand darkness. We don't ever really do darkness. A number of years ago during the hurricane, when it was really dark for 5 days, right? When night would come, it was a terribly horrifying thing. Here in Queens, we were spared the worst of the hurricane from the East Coast. We didn't have the rains, we didn't have the floods, but we didn't have power for quite a long time. When night would come, you'd feel it. It was almost It was almost like the choshech of the Makos, that you could actually feel darkness descending in. You don't know. It's scary. Says the Ramchal, light and darkness are there to represent these two primary ways that we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to us, with Ha'arat Panim and with Helem, with Hester Panim. Shebiyarnu b'chelek rishon. V'natan lahem, listen closely, chelek bizman v'haynu hayom v'halayla. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then took these two realities, light and darkness, and he gave them separate periods of time. One to be around during the day and one to be around at night. And I know that you think of day and light as synonymous and night and choshech as synonymous, but that's what it says in the beginning of the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them each a time, gave them each a space. There's the daylight hours and there's the nighttime hours. What does this mean? What I think it means, and what he'll try to explain, is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different times of the day when we are supposed to relate to him in different ways. To take it a step further back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us very complex personalities. He gave us the ability to feel joy. He gave us the ability to feel sadness. Why did he give us such complex personalities? So you'll tell me, he didn't give us complex personalities. We're people. People have complex personalities. But that's not the way it works. We know that histakel be'oraisa ubara olma. This famous statement from the rabbis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and then he created the world. What does that mean? That means that nothing is created other than to provide a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that tefillin have straps because they have to go on our arm. It's that we have arms because tefillin have straps. It's not that the laws of Avelus, the laws of mourning, are there to help us cope with grief. We experience grief in order to facilitate the laws of mourning. Everything we have, even our emotions, are there to make forging a connection with God possible. God didn't seem to want to have one mitzvah that we would do and then game over. I don't know what the plan was with Adam and Chava. It sounds like that may have been the plan with them. But in the world that we live in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us one mitzvah and say, okay, here you go. Eat the kosher one or eat the treif one, and then we'll figure out if you get to Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have a much richer relationship with him and a much richer trial period to see how we would do in the world to come. He created us with a gamut of emotions. Each one of those emotions needs to be dealt with, needs to be managed, and needs to be used to form a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew who can only mourn on Tisha B'Av does not have as rich a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one who can smile and laugh on Purim. One who can only experience God when things are going well, but can't reach out to him with a special tefillah when things are going difficult. One who is only at his best when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of leaves him alone, but doesn't come alive during the Yomim Noraim when we say, Dir Shu Hashem Behimatzo, seek out God when he's close. Elu, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, these are the 10 days of Tshuva, the Gemara says. We're familiar with the concept that the calendar gives us a menu of opportunities to use different emotions to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You may not have ever thought about that way. If you look at the fourth chelek of Derech Hashem, the fourth chelek of the Ramchal's Derech Hashem, there are four chalakim, the fourth and final, he speaks of the mitzvos as a menu. It's almost like a diet. I need a certain amount of this, and I need a certain amount of that. There's a reason why Shabbos comes every 7 days and not every 8 days and not every 6 days. There's a reason why we have Yom Kippur only once a year, but we have Shabbos every single week. Every single piece of Yiddishkeit is there to allow us to tap in ways that make sense with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And the opposite, he created us that way in order that we'd be able to tap into these systems and find ways. We're familiar with the fact that during Av, we're supposed to feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a proverbial bad mood. Don't take any chances. Don't go on any trips. Mamatim b'simcha on our side. But it's not just mamatim b'simcha on our side. We have a sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not so open right now. Satam tefillah, we say on Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not listening. He's not so open to our tefillos on Tisha B'Av. During Adar, ha, take your chances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in a great mood. Everything's going to work out great. During the month of Elul, and especially going into the Tzeres Mechuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's close. He's not physically close, but he's karov. He's looking at us. He's involved with us. We're familiar with the concept that from the calendaric year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us at certain times to focus certain emotions on him, to connect with him through certain emotions. You can't be really happy and really sad at the same time. Not, well, I guess you can. You could think of some scenario. But you can't use that as a basis of a relationship. We have to be, if we're going to connect him with happiness, there has to be not 5 minutes of happiness, but there has to be a period of time where the joy grows and grows. Why do you think a Yom Tov, why do you think Pesach and Sukkot have to be 7 days? Because whatever the thing is that we're supposed to experience, we need to cordon off a whole section of time to be in that place and be in that space. We need 7 days in order to focus on that. We can't go minute by minute. Okay, now you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with sadness. 2 minutes later, everybody, we're going to forget about everything and we're just going to relate to him with joy. It doesn't work. It doesn't allow for a relationship. What the Ramchal says is that the same is true of the day. The same thing is true of the day. If it's light in the morning and dark at night, it's because in the morning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's begging us with the most obvious phenomenon in the universe to relate to him at that time as one who is showering his chesed upon us. And if it's dark at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying you're not supposed to be the same Jew at night as you are in the morning. If you were, I wouldn't go through the trouble of turning the lights off. You're supposed to feel a little bit intimidated at night. You're supposed to be a little bit scared. You're supposed to not exactly know what's going to be. I turn the lights off to set a mood. I turn the lights off in the universe so that you would relate to me differently right now. We spoke about in the last perek, seeing the world in a way that Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Don't say the reason why it's dark outside is because the earth turned away from the sun. And don't say that the reason why it's dark outside is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in the darkness. Say, the reason why it's dark outside is because God is talking to me. He's talking to me. He's telling me that right now is a time of Hester Panim. Nifla lehitbonen, we'll keep reading. Tofaat hateva, harigilot biyoter sheoveret aleinu midei yamama. The experiences, the phenomenon of, well, he puts it in scare quotes there a little bit, teva, in parenthesis, in the quotation marks, teva, because there is no nature. But the natural phenomenon, the most plain and ordinary natural phenomenon in the whole world that we experience every single day. Hare ein davar ragil me'asher mitziyut hayom v'halayla. As we spoke about the fact, there's nothing in nature that's more dependable than day and night. There's nothing that's more dependable than day and night. Well, I'm supposed to get a message that it's dark at night? I can understand if there's a tremendous storm, if there's a drought, if there's a plague, if there's a pandemic. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell me something. But light and darkness, I could predict to the millisecond exactly what's going to be out on side, outside. But there is no nature. There is no nature. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking not to us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to me and to you separately and trying to teach us something about how to relate to him at a particular time. Heim edus v'totza'ah. They are, whether it's light out or dark out, is testimony and a result shel yachas habore yitbarach labria. It's showing about the connection, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to the world, to my world at that time. B'chol yamama over ha'olam tahlich shel ha'arat panim, kiruv v'hester panim, richuk. Every 24 hours, we go through a period where we experience a time of being closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being closer to us, v'hester panim, and a time when he seems more distant, which is richuk. The most important thing to understand from this is that that's normal. That's what the Baal Shem Tov, in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov, he talks about this, Ratzov Hashov, that it's absolutely normal. It's built into nature that there are going to be times of more religious connection and times of less religious connection. Times of greater ha'arat panim and times of greater hester panim. It's not important to worry. One shouldn't worry about the fact that they don't feel always religiously on a high. If that was so, it would never become night. More important, says the Baal Shem Tov, than worrying that you're in the night is to figure out how to behave at night, how to best manage the night, how to best connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the night, rather than worry about the fact that it's night. Chashim anu bedvarim halalu, ro'im et otam hatofaot. We sense it, we feel it. Everybody knows that it gets dark out night. Aval et shorsham megalim anu b'Torah. But to understand why it is that it's dark at night, we need the Torah. Everybody experiences it. Scientists can explain it. They can predict it to the second. But you need the Torah to say why. Why is it this way? The world was created by an intelligent creator. So why is it that way? Chesed HaBoker, Ha'arat Panav Yitbarach. What he's going to explain in such a practical, relatable way is that our prayers during the day should not be the same as our prayers at night. Because tefillah is most of all about relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could very well be that the way I perform another mitzvah, the way I perform the mitzvah of tzedakah, is not really going to change whether I'm at a time that I feel Hashem is showering me with light or a time where I don't know where He is. The mitzvah of tzedakah is not primarily about relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never mind the way we understand Hashem at a particular time. But tefillah is all about that. Tefillah is all about having a real experience of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he explains, our tefillah in the morning is simply has to be a different thing than the tefillah that we have at night. Boker. Hayakum mitorer l'chaim. In the morning, the whole world wakes up for life. La'achar tardemat halayla asher ta'am mavet ba. After the sleepiness of night that has the taste of death, the Gemara says that sleep is 1/60th of death. Ha'olam shav l'tchiyah kebrishit. The world once again, it wakes up like at the beginning of time. Uvera'ananot ne'urim. Mitchadeshet habriya kula umazira b'chol zivav hadara, with a certain freshness. The world is renewed, and it now shines with all of its glory. Haharim v'chol gavos, eitz peri v'chol arazim, hachaya v'chol behema, remes v'tzipor kanaf. The whole world wakes up, even if you're not watching Cinderella and you're seeing those little birds, whatever, sleeping on in the little window thing there. It's like the whole world comes back to life. Hashemesh sholachat karnei or v'chom u'machisha et pi'imot ha'chaim. The sun sends its rays of light and its warmth, and you feel that the world is pulsing again. Hamachadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores every day ma'aseh bereishis. Now, some understand that to mean that every second HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing the world, but particularly, he says, that's what happens in the morning. The morning is another ma'aseh bereishis. The world was gone, it was dead. And by the way, we'll have to see what this has to do with the seasons as well. Because it feels like at the end of the winter that the world is dead again, and then suddenly everything starts to come back. V'ha'adam hua moshel v'harodeh bakol. A person, as we said, is the one who controls. He's in charge of everything. Tam shiluhu b'maaseh yadecha kol shata tachas raglav. Omed al raglav. It's not just that the world gets up. Person gets up. Bekochos mechudashim uv'meretz. A person gets up with a certain strength and desire, right? We don't always wake up like this. I don't always wake up like that either. Okay. But in theory, we get up again to grab onto the world. Carpe diem. Muchan hula tafkido uviudo bebria yotza adam lepolo vadaso adarav. I get up to do my work. Makir hu haadam bechesed haboker. A person appreciates when they get up in the morning the chesed of the morning. B'sha'azu malei tikvahu. He's once again filled up with hope. B'yecholto levatzea et mishalot libo. Hopefully today's the day I can do it. It is really amazing. By the time we end our day, we're trying to do so many things, check off everything from our lists, do everything we thought we were going to do. At a certain point, we just burn out at the end of the night. We get up in the morning. There's like this feeling again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brought us back to life. Yodeahu b'chashivus ma'amado. Bechir ha'yitzurim asher nitan be, I don't remember what that word is supposed to be, but yet I think b'yeter ha'koach l'chavein u'li'aed ha'tabriya kulu l'tachlita. The world is my oyster. The world is in front of me. The world is here for me to do everything. Malchei aretz v'chol u'umim sarim v'chol shavtei aretz. Chashu b'hazrachas p'nei abore yisbarach alav. I feel like Hashem is casting his light on me. Davar zem makrin bo herat panim lechol asovev oto. I just have this glow. I'm up. Good morning. We're going to start again. Betchushot elu kalo la'amod ulihitpalel v'lifnot ubareyit barach. And that's the key line. With this feeling, it's not so difficult to pray in the morning. Everything's in front of me. Everything's there for me. Thank you for giving me so much. Ki baboker kesha adam mitorer, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, in the morning when a person wakes up from his sleep, az tzarichu hatshuka ba'adam malasos hayom zeh, davar shachafetz. Today's the day I'm going to do it. V'tzarech liyached kol cheshkotav v'tavotav la'avat Hashem Yisparach midas Avram Avinu olav ha'shalom. V'yekaveh, we'll get back to Avram Avinu, LaHashem Yisbaruch ki yashbia alav shifo. We hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us in that exciting journey. As we'll see, the way we daven Shacharis has to be different than the way we daven the rest of the day. We'll talk both in the coming weeks, both inside the Sefer and outside the Sefer, about the power that we have in the morning as the world is waking up, as we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand all around us, as we reflect on the new opportunity, a new day HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So that has to be a different way of praying. Then we'll see how to use the night. And then we'll see even how to use the afternoon. He's going to go on to explain that the different times of the day beg us to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways. And that the different tefillos hayom may be exactly the same words, but can be expressed in completely different experiences. If one sees what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell them. The light is Harat Panim. We'll continue that in the next piece, and he'll show you that's exactly why Shacharis is structured the way it is. And we'll see exactly why Ma'ariv is structured the way it is. The Tfilos, even if you don't add a word of Kavana, they're structured differently. They look differently. They take a lot longer or shorter. There's so much difference between them. And it's based on this very simple idea of how are we supposed to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on what he's signaling us with the light and the darkness of the day. Mitzvah Shem will continue this absolutely fascinating idea next week.